Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
We're back. It's 13 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And in case I haven't said it lately, I appreciate your business very, very much. And I appreciate our guest this hour. Her name is Sarah Calvert. She is our resident small business attorney of the Small Business Advocate Show. She's a member of our Brain Trust. She operates her small business legal practice out of Fairfax, Virginia. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm better now that you're here.
I'm here.
I'm glad you are. And we've been doing a series for a few weeks now on employees. You've been helping us to understand some of your perspectives on how to find good employees, how to hire them so that you hire them correctly, so that there are not any unnecessary expectation problems, and that you get good people, and that you manage them properly, and you provide them with benefits and train them. We've talked about all those things. Now, we've got a couple of scenarios. We've got employees that need to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of reasons why, at least two reasons why someone would need a review. One is just it's time to give them a review.
Yeah, employees seem to have this desire to get some feedback, and employers have this desire to avoid giving feedback.
That seems to happen, doesn't it?
That is absolutely the case, especially in small businesses. You know, one of your midnight to 2 a.m. projects is to tell everybody how they're doing, and unfortunately, it needs to come a little higher in your priority list than that.
It happens less often in small business than in big business, and it really shouldn't. The other thing that prompts a review is poor performance.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. I want to go back to just the concept of the review before we get into any of those specifics. But you make an excellent point that I think it's appropriate to set up our discussion with this, and that is, why is it so darn difficult for small business owners to review their employees?
Well, I guess a lot of people think it ain't broke, so I'm not fixing it.
Yeah.
So they don't want to do something that's proactive. They want to just react to a bad situation. And that, to a certain extent, in a small firm, gives people the idea that there's no growth. That's a very common hit for small business employers, is there's no growth in this firm. I'll be in this position of chief cook and bottle washer forever, and I will never move up to anything more substantial, because they don't have the feedback of this is where you're doing well, and this is where I can see us growing, and this is where we might add some responsibilities or add some pay or change some things. Without that tracking, then the small business has trouble competing against the large business for some good, very good employees.
Well, one thing that happens, you know, I've worked for very large companies, and I've gotten lots and lots of reviews, including when I was in the military. And typically, the person reviewing you, at least one of your reviewers, would probably be somebody that you didn't work shoulder to shoulder with every day.
That's very true.
And in small business, your employees that you're going to review are like, you know, you can almost reach out and touch them at any moment of the day.
You can also say, you know, your table manners at lunch when we eat lunch together every day are atrocious.
That's right. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. But it almost seems a little awkward, doesn't it? I mean, even if you're not uncomfortable about giving a review, it almost seems a little awkward to say to your employees, as we said, that you work shoulder to shoulder with and eat meals with two or three times a day, to say, okay, now let's draw a line here and step over this line, and now I'm going to give you a review.
Well, this is where a lot of people who are friends with their employees just have a horrible time.
Yeah.
You know, you cross that line between professionalism and friends, and we all walk it as small business owners, and you find it very, very difficult to say, yeah, I know we went out to the movies last week, and your kids were over at my house for a party, and we're doing all that, but let me tell you, you know, there's some areas I want you to improve on, and it's a very off-putting, cold shoulder, oh goodness, we work for a big firm now kind
uh-huh.
of feeling.
Well, that's the other thing. Many, and I have these folks are my clients, many of them, I've actually had small business owners just say, well, I don't want to be like a big company. Mm-hmm. I don't want to run this like a big company. That's the way big companies do it. Mm-hmm. And which is nonsense.
No, I agree.
Yeah. But still, there is this problem, and is there something, have you got some suggestion about how to handle something like that? Because typically, if there is a problem, if there's something that needs to happen in little bitty companies especially, mm-hmm. you just handle it on the spot.
Yep. Well, I suggest that you decide if you're going to do this on a regular basis. In our office, we do a quarterly review of all of our marketing and all of our business plans, and I also do a quarterly meeting with each client, with each employee. Mm-hmm. And I don't call it a review. Sometimes that's maybe the word that puts people off. I call it a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And we sit and talk about where things are headed. And we're talking about in light of our marketing plans, in light of our business plans for that quarter. But each person gets some one-on-one time with the boss. And it's specifically about what that person's doing in their job, whether they feel overloaded, whether they could use some more work, whether they'd like a different challenge. And instead of saying, I'm telling you how I feel about you, it's a time to get some feedback and give some feedback. And that seems to be much less threatening than the quote-unquote review.
I think that's an excellent idea, because you may feel uncomfortable about reviewing them, but they're going to be whereas during a typical day or a week or month, you will talk to them about something that you would like to see them improve, and I'm sure it's always constructive and not in an accusatory way. But when you do that, they don't feel comfortable at that point to come back to you and say, well, this is what I'm not happy about.
Mm-hmm.
And so what your solution is, it allows them to have that venue, doesn't it?
And if people don't have that venue, they start to get these festering problems.
Yeah.
You know, and those are the ones, unfortunately, that tend to blow up in small businesses much quicker than if they could file for a transfer to a different department in a big firm.
Right. And also, and not the least of which is also that if in a larger company you're not working shoulder to shoulder with these people,
mm-hmm.
you can actually get away from them for a little bit.
Yes, that's right.
Whereas in a lot of small businesses you can't. And I wish I had a nickel for all the times I've had an employee or an owner say, I didn't know, or I've heard the owner say, I didn't know that this was something that was bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And that employee said, well, it has been, and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know about it.
That's when you find out about it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about the review process with Sarah Calvert, our resident small business attorney of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we'll be right back. 888-822-8255 if you have a question or a comment. If you have an employee that needs to be reviewed, if you have an employee that maybe you think is not happy, or you're not happy with your employee and you'd like to ask some questions about how to handle something like that, if you would like, you don't have to tell us who you are. It's not important. We don't mind knowing that if you want us to know, but if you'd like for it to be anonymous, that's fine. We won't even ask you where you're from if you want to call and ask a question. 888-822-8255. Sarah Calvert is our special guest, and her company's name is Calvert & Associates out of Fairfax, Virginia, beautiful downtown Fairfax, Virginia. And we're talking about the review process, and later on in the hour we're going to get into some firing issues, but right now we're assuming that the person that we're talking about, the employee we're talking about, is an employee in good standing. Maybe we've got a few things that we'd like to talk about. You know, one of the advantages, Sarah, of a review for everyone, for small businesses and large businesses, is when you're their manager, you're their boss, if things come up that you would like to see make improvements made to, maybe some of these things are things that you could just literally write down on a sheet of paper and put in your review file. I know that's one of the things you recommend is people create a review file. Put it in the review file, and then when you have that meeting with that person, you're sitting down, and that's what this conversation is about.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, now there's this one thing that I would like to see you improve, and here's what I'd like to recommend you. You make recommendations on how they can fix it. You say, would you like for me to provide training or whatever? And that way it doesn't sound like you're sniping at them in the middle of their workday.
You know, it's very difficult, as I said, to go from the person that, you know, you have lunch with three times a week to the person that's quote-unquote reviewing. So if you keep it in the tone of, here's some feedback on some areas that I think you could grow in, You know, it's kind of the nurturing tone. I mean, I suppose women are especially good at this, and men may have a little more trouble with this. But
hey, wait a minute.
Now, hey, we're good at something, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, sometimes the more nurturing, non-threatening tone in giving this feedback, but at the same time, you've got to be professional about it. So that's why I recommend, even if it's feedback or whatever you're calling it, to put it in writing so that you don't get sidetracked by something that's said to you in response. That happens all the time.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, would you rather be reviewed by a man or a woman? If you would, call me up and let me know, 888-822-8255. Would you rather be reviewed by a man or a woman? That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it, Sarah?
Well, you know, I've been reviewed by a man and a woman in large firms or large bureaucracies, you know, semi-governmental agencies.
Which one did you like?
Well, the men I liked because they got to the point.
Yeah.
The women beat around the bush until I was crazy and I had no idea what I was
doing. Maybe they were nurturing, Sarah.
Well, that's it. So I can understand in a big firm, but I think in a small firm, the advantage is you can be nurturing. But that's why I'm saying, at least, well, the reason I'm writing this so much is that at least from my perspective, I'll say you need to grow in this area. They'll say, but, you know, I don't have enough support in this area. And so I'm sidetracked by their issue and I never get back to my issue.
Right.
So
yeah.
Because of that, that's why I think this is a combination of techniques that both men and women use. Giving it something professional in writing that says, here's where we need to go, and then still accepting that feedback and not getting off track.
One of the things that I always tell the employees that I review is, this is your opportunity to tell me what you would like to tell me about your job, about our relationship, and it's okay to do that right now. I mean, if you've been reluctant to do that in the past, this is your moment. Go for it.
And it's very nice not to just drop in and say, oh, in the next 5 minutes we're going to have a meeting about your job.
Right.
It's nice to give them some preparation time, a weekend or a couple of days, and say, look, on Friday you and I are going to spend about an hour on this. And one thing that I think is very helpful, I would have them write a new job description of what is in their job. I truly believe in job descriptions. I think they're a wonderful tool for showing you, the owner, where people are, to have them write a description back to you of what their job looks like to them.
And whenever that happens, there are almost always surprises, aren't there?
Always. I was going to say, I've never done it and not had something go, you do that much, you know, with the mail, or,
right.
You know, or you're spending this much on this project.
Or that person thought that something was their job, and it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains why you weren't getting the performance in this other area that you thought you should have been.
Absolutely.
They didn't know that they were supposed to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, stand by. Folks, when we come back, Sarah's going to talk to us about the importance of writing down your review before you have it. 29 after, 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. Thank you very much for being here. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and Sarah Calvert is our guest. Sarah, you have a website.
I sure do. It's www.calvert, C-A-L-V-E-R-T, and associates, all spelled out, .com.
Mm-hmm. All right. Check that out, folks. And also, when you go to my website, you'll find Sarah well-represented in my archives. Many, many visits that we've had talking about some of the legal issues involving small business and your small business. And Sarah has joined me on many occasions to talk about some of those things. And we have captured them for posterity, and they're available from my archives from smallbusinessadvocate.com. I recommend you check those out.
Yeah, you can do Sarah, 24 hours a day.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I think everyone should want that.
I'm sure you do. Why do we need to write down our review prior to the meeting?
Well, because before I get in the meeting and get sidetracked by what the employee is going to say, I want to have a plan of action. I want to say, okay, here's maybe the three areas I want to talk about, and if I've got some goals for that person and some specific things I would like them to do, it gives me a something to give them that's an actual plan so that they know, okay, if I need to do this, where do I need to be and when do I need to be there? And what does it look like if I'm doing it right? So describe for them what it looks like when they're doing it right and what steps you think they need to take to get there. And then you can listen to their feedback on whether they think that's appropriate and they think that's something they're able to do within the confines of what you're doing. it's especially important when you are talking about a troubled employee, an employee that you think is on the fringes of something that you're going to be able to rescue. I just wrote a letter for a client of mine to put a critical employee in his firm on probation. And this basically said, you have to do the following four things in order to cure this probation period. And
performance improvement.
Yeah, they had to, this poor particular person had to have had to clean up their desk because it was a black hole of lost work. Had to improve their performance with certain clients that were complaining. Had to do a couple other things that basically put them back in good standing with the firm. So these things had to be very carefully stated so that we knew exactly what we were asking this employee to do.
I want to get back to that in a minute because that's the direction we're heading. We're heading toward the potential termination of an employee.
Mm-hmm.
But before you do that, one of the critical things about writing this down is you have thought about it. You've made sure that you've thought about it beforehand, because if you don't, if you just wait till the day to the moment that you review this person, two things are going to happen. You're going to say some things that you wish you hadn't said,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to forget to say some things that you should have said.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, it's to me, it's like writing a letter to the editor. Mm-hmm. Never write a letter to the editor that you haven't slept on.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Write it out. Get it off your chest. Get the vitriol out there and your righteous indignation. Get all that out there and write this letter. Put it on asbestos paper if you have to. And do the same thing with this employee's review. You know, if you're so mad, you're so angry, whatever, get it all out there. And then the next morning, wake up, and probably not the morning that you're going to make the review. As you say, maybe do it over the weekend before or something. But get it all out there, and then the next morning, look at it and see if you still feel the same. There may be some things that you've written down that you say, you know, now that I think about it, that's what that person used to do to irritate me, and they quit doing that.
Yep.
Or I said that to them. I told them about that last week. I don't need to bring that up again.
Mm-hmm. The other caution I have for you is I just had this happen to a client of mine. They wrote it out on their email, and they were going to email it to the employee.
No.
And someone else came in and sent all their email, even though she didn't intend it to be sent.
That reminds me of those commercials, you know, where the guy
trying to pull back
his
the message.
Boss off, yes. Yeah.
So you need to be very careful. Email's not a good place to do
it. No, don't do it on the email.
And I wouldn't do it discoverably on your computer even. So.
Yeah. Write it on your palm or
That's
something
right,
like that.
Yes.
Okay, now let's move over and talk a little bit about, let's talk about what should be in this review. What would be some of the key things that you want to be in your review? It'll vary by company and by industry a little bit, but what do you think it should have?
Well, I always go with the theory that the first thing you should do is tell the employee what you're still happy about. Why are they still there? Why haven't you shown them their walking papers?
Start with a positive.
That always gets the meeting off to a good tone. Then I would give them if it's somebody who's got a bunch of small quirks, I would give them maybe two or three things that you would like them to work on.
Uh-huh.
If you give them 10 things to work on, they're not going to be able to focus on 10 things.
Right.
So I would work on the top two or three things that you think really have to be improved to make them a better employee and a better fit for your company. And then I would close again with something positive or with a plan of action that talks about how this employee can grow in this position, either into other positions or into higher salary positions,
mm-hmm.
or better benefits that you might be able to offer them. Talk about the future as if they were going to be there and as if they were an
mm-hmm.
integral part of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sarah. To make sure that when you talk about the company, you include them in those plans, right?
That's right. Because very often,
if you think that they will be
there, have it all in their head. I mean, it's in your head. It's exactly what direction you want to go, and maybe you've shared that with them, maybe you haven't. And when you're in a small business, I think it's critical that your employees have an idea of where you're headed, because otherwise, you're headed in their direction, somebody else's direction, and your direction.
Now, if this person has got something really, really seriously wrong with their that they do that's not right, their performance is poor or whatever, you probably should focus on the things that will help them keep their job first, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And not a bunch of other little things.
No, you take the most critical, whatever they are.
Yeah, you don't want to give them too many things. Okay, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the potential, if we have an employee potentially that needs to be fired. Just won't do right. We're going to talk about that with Sarah Calvert. She's our special guest. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 39 After, stay with us. We're back. It's 44 After. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out. Don't forget to check the archives out, and don't forget to sign up for my newsletter. That's coming out any day now. We're going to be getting our new newsletter out. Sarah Calvert is our guest. She's a member of our Brain Trust, and she's our resident small business attorney. And Sarah, if someone would like to contact you, how would they do that?
They can call me at 800-526-5665, or if they're in the Virginia area, it's 703-591-5315.
Okay.
Just tell me that you heard me on Jim's show.
And don't forget the website.
Website, www.calvertandassociates, all spelled out, .com.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Sarah, do you recommend that your employees associate getting a raise with their review? In other words, do you feel like that those two different processes, those two different steps in the life of your relationship with your employee should be timed together or separate?
I think it's completely neutral. In some cases, what you're asking them to do is move into a position that would make them a higher paid employee. In some cases, they're just maintaining, and we're not talking about salary.
Yeah.
That's why I do it quarterly. My employees know there's no way in heck they're going to get a quarterly advance.
Right.
So in some cases, that kind of throws off the issue of salary.
But how do you, I mean, there are small business people listening right now and say, how in the world does any small business owner review their employees quarterly?
Well, the reason as I said, I have a feedback session with my employees quarterly where I say, here's what I think you could do to improve your position and what can you tell me about where you think you are.
What do you do it over lunch or what do you do?
Yeah, we usually just spend an hour. We give it a time limit because we don't get too distracted. And I do it that way because, frankly, my phone rings so often in my office and there's so many distractions that if I don't close the door, I can't get it done.
And you don't take any calls?
Don't take any calls. This is more important than any particular phone call.
Oh, that hour.
Wait an hour.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. All right, now, let's move over and talk about this other employee. We've got an employee
that we're having
a problem with.
Yep.
And this, we have told this person that we're not happy with their performance. We've been specific. Maybe it's gotten ugly. I don't know. It could be a lot of different scenarios. And now it's time to, we're actually saying, maybe this person has to go. In the old days, you just walked up and said, you're history. Have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that anymore in a lot of cases, can you?
Well, it depends on what the matter is. Let me take the easy one first.
Okay.
There's been any kind of violence, somebody's hit somebody, a client has been abused in some way.
A crime has been committed. Malfeasance,
the whole office says this person goes or we all go. those sorts of things have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically a situation where you need to make sure that the person gets out of there. Or any kind of situation where somebody may have been abusing somebody or a client. One of the interesting cases we've had in Virginia in the last couple of years is negligent retention cases where employers failed to fire employees who should have been fired before discrimination, calling a client by a term you wouldn't use in polite society, either because of their race or their religion or their ethnic background.
That?
Those are wonderful lawsuits that you're going to find yourself in the midst of
darn lawyers.
Yeah, you need to get those people out of there, and you need to get them out of there fast.
Okay, but this person says, "Well, wait a minute. I didn't know there was anything wrong with what I was doing. You've never told me, and now all of a sudden you're firing me."
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
In 99% of the states in the union, you have the right to fire somebody for unacceptable behavior. And if you can at all show that it was something that was, foreign to the policies you set up in your office, or it's something that is a danger to other people, or is something that's going to lose your client.
But Ms. Calvert,
yes?
You don't have any policies.
Well, this is another problem.
You're telling me that this violates the company policy. I've never seen that policy. What are you talking about? Why are you firing me? I didn't do anything wrong.
And this is the question that you have to ask in your mind as a business owner is this something that is so out of the ordinary and extraordinary that I'm feeling that my firm is unsafe to keep this person?
I think you just don't like me. I don't think it's because I did anything wrong. I think it's just because you don't like me, or you like that person better than me, and they don't like me.
Well, I have to say that your services, Jim, are just no longer required here at my firm.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sue you.
And that's quite possible.
How do we protect ourselves?
I was going to say, there's no way to protect. First of all, you must put aside your fears, because they're either going to sue or they're not going to sue.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be a good case or a bad case, and there is little or nothing that you can do to say to this person that's going to make them change their mind on the direction they're going to have. Now, again, you can be as nurturing as you want, but if you've got to have that person out of there, you've got to have that person out of there. And if that means you've got to call the police to take them off, then you call the police to take them off.
Yeah.
If that means that you've got to have a security guard walk them out and take all their pass keys away, then you do what is most important for the protection of your firm and your clients.
But now,
that's got to come first, Jim, before you worry about whether
mm-hmm.
someone's going to sue you or not.
But if you have been giving them a review, and for the last 6 months you've given them two reviews, and you put them, as you said earlier, on performance improvement notice, on probation notice, and you said, okay, now here's what you're not doing, here's what you're doing that we're not happy with, and here's what you need to improve it. Sign here that you recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
You need them to sign that review, don't you?
Yes, it is very nice to have that documentation. But sometimes that documentation ties people up, so they think they can't do it without the documentation.
Yeah. All right, stand by, Sarah. We're going to wrap this up, folks, when we come back after these messages. It's 50 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. Thank you for staying with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Sarah Calvert. She's with Calvert & Associates. That's the name of her law firm out of Fairfax, Virginia. Sarah, in the old days, and when I say in the old days, you know, if you were a little bit late for work or something happened, you walked in and you didn't even get any notice. You know, if the boss was so inclined, he or she would just say, you're fired, you were late, get out of here. And you just went away, you just rode off into the sunset. Nowadays, and I know that you're saying that employees can sue you or not sue you or whatever, they can do whatever they want to do. They've got to prove that you harmed them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But, And we're talking about cases where there was a crime or violence or some kind of sexual harassment or something like that. We're not talking about those kinds of cases. We're talking about performance cases.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the best way to make sure that you can intimidate someone, even their attorney, into keeping you from going to court, even if they have no basis,
mm-hmm.
is to have the review process, have everything in writing.
Absolutely. Just what we were saying, use that review process to protect you from what it is that you think that you need to be protected from. If you've got a legitimate gripe and a legitimate complaint, you got to put that in writing. And, I wouldn't let it stop you from the ultimate firing.
Yeah.
But I would tell you that you are far better off to be able to document you've been late, you know, 16 times in the last 2 months, and the next, if you're late two more times, you're fired.
Well, let's remember something. Let's remember this lawsuit process. Let's say that you guarantee me that I will win this case. That's not really what the issue is. The issue is I'm going to have to go through the process of this case, all the different steps of getting it even to trial, all the depositions and them coming into my business and their attorney and all the discovery and all that business. I don't have time for that in my small business. And that kind of activity is worse than the result of the lawsuit.
I agree.
That's the reason.
Well, sure, but unfortunately, nothing you or I are going to do is going to make that go away if the person really wants to go through.
Unless you can
scare them
intimidate
off.
Them
yes.
by demonstrating to them and their attorney that this person had plenty of warning, it was in writing, and they signed that they understood that they were in peril. Their job was in peril.
That's right. And that's something that, as I said, you've got to document it at the time. You can't just let it slide until you blow up and fire them. That's probably the situation where you're most likely going to see the lawsuit. You're tired of it. It's been going on. You haven't done anything about it. You've held it all in as a business owner. And then one day you explode and say, you know, you just don't want this job anymore. You can't possibly show up on time. Get out of here.
Right.
And
or
that
you
is
say
when
some things in front of other people.
Yes, that embarrasses
them. That embarrasses them.
Humiliates them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's why this should all be done closed door, in writing, prior to the time that you want to fire them. But again,
regardless of whether we're talking about some kind of a violation of minority rights or something, sexual discrimination or racial discrimination or something like that?
I feel it's the same issue as long as it's documented again.
Yeah.
I mean, again, as you say, the most important issue is, do you have some sort of documentation that says, I fired this person because they're late, not because they're a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Or something that says that, you know, this person, you know, as long as you've got those documents, you've got, you're 50% of the way to scaring off somebody.
And, yeah, and don't forget, whenever, as, if at all possible, get them to sign what the review says.
And not that they agree, but that they accept that the review has been done.
Yes, exactly. Sarah, thank you very much. Great job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back in a few minutes with Harold Lacey.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.